Kabbalist also talks about the five worlds. These are worlds of reality that include ours and transcend ours. They are the world of the will, of emanation, of creation, of formation, and of action. And it is from here that we can see how creation unfolds. Each of these worlds is connected with a level of soul. Kabbalah teaches us that we don't have one soul, but a soul composed of a number of levels, at least five. There's the nefesh level of the soul, which is the animal soul, the part most engaged in the world. There's the ruach level of the soul, which is the wind or spirit, the moving aspect of the soul. There is the neshama level, which is equated with the very breath of life. There is the chaya level, which is equated with the beginning of the essence of life. And ultimately, there is the yechida level of the soul, that part of the soul that is unified with its source. So the soul that each of us experiences is connected with every other soul, is connected with a multitude of realities, and is connected with these 32 paths of wisdom that is the template of creation. So there are worlds within worlds within worlds, and each is built of vessels and light. Each is interconnected with every other. From the Kabbalistic perspective, only a handful of all these worlds are worlds of space and time. The relative world that we live in has a sense of past and future. But Kabbalistically, the absolute truth of the worlds beyond this world is that there is no past or future. There is no time or space. There is only now. Now spelt all in capital letters. This is it. This is all there is. And this is the domain of Ein Sof. This timeless realm is where the higher soul levels of our own soul dwell. There is only now. And this now is constantly unfolding, constantly in process, constantly in motion. So one of the most awesome experiences of understanding this teaching of Kabbalah is the reflection that we have on ourselves, that we are not things. That is to say, I, as David, am not really a noun. I'm a verb. I'm in process. I refer to myself as Daviding. From moment to moment, it is never the same. It's constantly changing, constantly different. And understanding that this that is speaking is a process. It changes all of its dramas, all of the things that it reflects on, all of the past incidents that it wants to review and reconsider and worry about. It changes the way it looks at the future, the planning, the decisions, the concerns. For it is simply a process that's unfolding here and now.